AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Investigators in Mexico looking into the deadly explosions at a fireworks market are focusing on ignored safety measures that led to vendors displaying fireworks outside their concrete stalls and passageways that divided the cellars. Those passageways were supposed to prevent exactly the sort of devastating chain reaction that occurred. At least 33 people were killed. Germany had been monitoring the suspect in the Berlin Christmas market attack for months before that truck was driven into stalls and people. Anas Amri, now the subject of an international manhunt, was a convicted criminal in both Tunisia and Italy whose asylum application had been rejected by German authorities. The AP's Geir Molson reports some of the four dozen people injured Monday have gone home.
The Berlin State Health Ministry said that 12 of those people are still in hospital with very serious injuries, and that includes an unspecified number who are in a critical condition.
In Washington, Democratic governors are issuing a warning ahead of the planned Republican repeal of the health care law.
In a letter to top congressional Republicans, the Democratic Governors Association warns the repeal would have a huge financial impact on states. There are reports as many as 20 million people could lose coverage once the GOP repeals the health care law. And the Democratic governors say states could be on the hook for close to $70 billion over the next decade for providing medical care to people who lose their insurance. While the GOP plans to move quickly on repealing the law, it plans a transition period before offering a replacement. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
A Kansas woman who lost her hands and feet during a robbery has gotten an early Christmas gift. New electronic hands worth $260,000.
The best Christmas present I have ever gotten in my life.
Sound courtesy KAKETV. This is AP Radio News. According to an annual tally, at least four dozen journalists have been killed on the job this year. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The Committee to Protect Journalists counts up the number of reporters murdered or killed in the crossfire of war each year. Last year it was 72, this year 48. Good news?
I wish we could say that.
CPJ Advocacy Director Courtney Raj says reporting was as dangerous as ever.
This past year was also a record for the number of journalists imprisoned.
14 journalists were killed in Syria this year, the fifth year in a row the war-torn country has been the most hazardous. 18 journalists killed in 2016 were directly targeted for their work. That was the lowest total since 2002. Warren Levinson, New York.
One of President-elect Donald Trump's sons will stop directly raising money for his namesake foundation. Eric Trump says he worries that the donations, which he says are for terminally ill children with cancer, could be perceived as buying access to his father. I'm Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.